In this lesson, we're going to talk about the implicit function theorem. An implicit function is one written in the form of f of y and x equals 0. And this type of function implies that y may be a function of x. Or in the multivariable case, we could have a function of the form f of y, x, and z equals 0. Which implies that y is really a function of x and z. Now, this function may not allow us to explicitly write y as a function of x in the one variable case, or y as a function of x and z in the two variable case. We may want to find the derivatives of this function. We may want to find dy dx, or the partial derivatives of dy dx, dy dz. The implicit function theorem is a tool we can use for finding such derivatives. And in the one variable case, the implicit function theorem states that the derivative dy dx can be found as the negative of the ratio of two partial derivatives of the implicit function f sub x over f sub y, assuming f sub y is not zero. Otherwise, the derivative is undefined. And in the multivariable case, then the partial derivative, partial y, partial x, is equal to the negative of the ratio of partial derivatives f sub x over f sub y. And we can find partial y, partial z, using the implicit function theorem, taking the negative of f sub z over f sub y. Okay. In the textbook and your notes, you can read more about the implicit function theorem and how it's derived. In this lesson, we simply just want to apply the implicit function theorem to a few problems and see how it works. So the best way to see how the implicit function theorem works is to start with a problem. So let's consider a function such as this. Y is implied as a function of x. Y and x is equal to x squared plus y cubed plus 2xy minus 16. Now this function could in theory be rewritten to isolate y and write it in the form of y equals f of x. However, by looking at it, it may not be something so easy to simplify. So instead, let's find the derivative dy dx by simply using the implicit function theorem, which states the following. The derivative dy dx is equal to the negative of the partial of f with respect to x over the partial with respect to y. So we simply just take the derivative, partial derivative of these two functions. All right, let's begin. So differentiating first with respect to x gives us 2x. The y cubed drops out. The next time we see an x is 2xy, so that becomes plus 2y. So that gives us the numerator. Let's find the denominator. We're going to differentiate the same function with respect to just y. So the x squared drops out. The y cubed becomes 3y squared. And the 2xy function is simply plus 2x. And the 16 drops out. So now we have found, let's clean this up a little bit, this is the derivative dy dx as an implicit function. So it's the negative of the ratio of f sub x over f sub y, and that's really all there is to it. So if we're evaluating this function around a particular point where we know the values of x and y, we can substitute them in and quickly get a numeric value for that slope. Now look at the case of more than one variable. So let's look at the case here. Let's move this down. We have f of x, y, and z equals x squared plus y squared plus z squared minus xy minus yz minus 36 equals 0. So this is a function that implies that y is some function of the other two variables x and z. So if we could rewrite this to get y by itself, then we could take the derivatives directly using techniques we've already developed. But in this case, rather than try to do that, let's simply use the implicit function theorem. So the implicit function theorem states that the partial derivative, now let's clean this up a bit, we don't really need this guy. So the partial derivative of y with respect to x will be equal to the negative of f sub x over f sub y. So let's just write that out. So first create the ratio and take the derivative first respect to x. So going across, we get derivative x squared is 2x. The next time we see an x is minus xy, so that's minus y, and that's it. The only two x's we see. Now we do the denominator, which is the derivative of the function with respect to y. So we differentiate. First, the y squared becomes 2y. The next y is here. We see minus xy, so that becomes minus x. And then we have a yz, so it becomes minus z, and the 36 drops out. So this, the negative of this ratio, represents the partial derivative dy dx. Now, let's find partial y, partial z. Exactly the same way. It's going to be f sub z this time over f sub y. Now notice we have f sub y in the denominator. So it's going to be exactly the same as the one we had before. So we might as well just put that in, 2y minus x minus z. Now we need to differentiate this function with respect to z. And z appears twice. You see a z right here and another z over here. So going across, the derivative first is z squared is 2z. Next one is minus zy, or becomes minus y, and that is the partial derivative of the f function with respect to z. And now we are done with this one. So now we have the two partial derivatives, partial y, partial x, partial y, partial z. This is the implicit function theorem. Now let's apply the implicit function theorem to a particular problem. In economics, we often talk about the marginal rate of substitution, or in some textbooks it's referred to as the marginal rate of commodity substitution. And the starting point is that we have a utility function u, which is a function of x and y. However, when we're evaluating along an indifference curve and looking at how a consumer will substitute one good for another, we are holding utility constants, so we have utility fixed at u bar. So u bar is a constant level of utility. So let's use a particular utility function. In this case, we'll use u equals x squared y cubed, so a Cobb-Douglas utility function. However, normally u is a function of x and y, but since we are going to hold u constant, so we have a constant level of utility, that then makes this an implicit function. So y is implied as a function of x along an indifference curve. So we can find the slope of the indifference curve from a utility function by using the implicit function theorem. So first we set it up as an implicit function, and we rewrite it as big F of y and x equals x squared y cubed minus u bar equals 0. Now it is an implicit function. And instead of u being a variable, u is now a constant. So we want to find the slope of the indifference curve. So we want to find dy dx. The implicit function theorem says this will be equal to the negative of f sub x over f sub y. So the negative of the two partial derivatives. So take the derivative first respect to x, and that gives me 2xy cubed. Take the derivative for the denominator with respect to y, so that's 3x squared y squared. In both cases, the u bar drops out since it's a constant. Well, we can simplify this since we have x's and y's in both the numerator and denominator. So this will become nothing simply more than the negative of 2 over 3. And we have a y cubed over a y squared. Puts us a y in the denominator. We have an x over an x squared. That leaves us 1x in the denominator. So this is the slope of the indifference curve. It's equal to negative 2 over 3 y over x. And in your economics textbook and in the math textbook, we talk about the marginal rate of substitution, which is the absolute value. So the MRS is equal to the absolute value of the slope of the indifference curve dy dx. So that would simply be 2 over 3 y over x. So this is the marginal rate of substitution. It's the absolute value of the slope of the level curve or the indifference curve. In production, we have the same concept called the marginal rate of technical substitution. So let's do that one as well. So we have a production function that says Q, or output, is equal to some function of capital K and labor L. But if we are producing at a constant level of output, where Q is fixed, say Q bar, then we're operating along what is called an isoquant. And we'd like to find the slope of the isoquant, and therefore find the marginal rate of technical substitution. Remember, the marginal rate of technical substitution is the firm's ability to substitute capital for labor, holding output constant. So we take our production function and we write it in this form, so it's a Cobb-Douglas. So we have Q equals K to the half, L to the half, and this is a constant returns to scale Cobb-Douglas. You can read about that in your math econ textbook or your intermediate economics textbook. Now, if we want to have an implicit function, we rewrite the entire equation to be f of k and l equals k to the half, l to the half, minus q bar equals zero. Now we have output as a constant, so therefore we've defined an isoquant, and this implicitly defines k as a function of l. So now we can find the slope of the isoquant, which is dk dl. And it will be equal to the negative of f sub l over f sub k. So let's do that. First we take the partial derivative with respect to the numerator, or l, and that becomes 1/2 k to the 1/2 l to the negative 1/2, and the q bar drops out. Now the derivative of the denominator will be 1/2 k to the minus 1/2 l to the 1/2. All right, so this gives us the two partial derivatives. By the way, these would also be the marginal product of labor over the marginal product of capital. Now we can simplify this quite a bit. First, notice that we have 1/2 in the numerator and denominator, so they'll cancel out. We also have a k to the half and a k over k to the minus 1/2. And if you remember your rules, that simply becomes k to the half minus negative 1/2, or k to the 1, which means we have a k in the numerator. The denominator, we have l to the negative 1/2 over l to the half, and using that rule we get l to the negative 1/2 minus 1/2 gives us l to the negative 1, or 1 over l. So we can put that down here. So the whole system simplifies to a simple expression that says the slope of the isoquant is equal to the negative of k over l. The marginal rate of technical substitution, which is the ratio of the marginal product of labor over the marginal product of capital, is equal to the absolute value of the slope of the isoquant, which is dk dl, which we have just found. So that will be simply k over l. So the firm's ability to substitute capital for labor, while holding output constant, is equal to the ratio of capital to labor at the initial point. Okay, that introduces you to the implicit function theorem and the marginal rate of technical substitution and the marginal rate of commodity substitution. So let's stop there.